That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
For the best way to fall asleep with Nightfalls, you can now become a premium supporter. Enjoy the entire back catalogue of Nightfalls classics, all with a rich, immersive, and totally ad-free experience. If you love falling asleep to Nightfalls, Nightfalls Premium will elevate your sleep while helping to support myself and the team. We love creating Nightfalls, but without supporters, it wouldn't be possible. Join Nightfalls Premium today in just two taps on both Apple Podcasts or via the Supercast link found in the show notes for all other podcast players. Your sleep will thank you for it, and so will I.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you've been feeling overwhelmed with anxiety lately, try listening to a guided meditation on the Meditation for Anxiety podcast. Meditation is a proven, natural way to help you calm down and dissolve stress so you can feel lighter and happier. So subscribe for free today to the Meditation for Anxiety podcast by searching for Meditation for Anxiety on your favorite podcast player.
On an early morning in May, a young man by the name of George walked out of his home and gazed upwards at the sky. There wasn't a cloud to be seen. It was going to be another warm day. Something caught his attention on the horizon. Something was flying towards the village. At first, George thought it was a bird. But as it came closer, George was amazed to see it was actually a dragon. The magnificent creature had a body the color of a twilight sky and wings of pale silver. George was transfixed by the spectacular sight and watched in silence as the dragon swooped low over the village. Its shadow swept over the grey, wooden tiles of houses and across fields of swaying, golden corn. George had never seen a dragon before. He'd heard about them, of course, but had assumed they were mythical beings. He moved his attention away from the dragon, ready to share his amazement with other villagers who had seen it. He was puzzled to discover that no one was looking at the winged animal in the sky. Instead, people were getting on with their activities as normal, setting up tables for market day, taking clothes to the river to be washed, heading to the fields to tend their crops. Hadn't they noticed the dragon? George had recently moved to the village with his family and wasn't familiar with the local customs and ways yet. Perhaps flying dragons were a regular occurrence there and not a spectacular sight at all for the villagers. Or perhaps he was the only one who could see it. George turned his attention back to the beautiful dragon and watched as it flew back and forth over the village. The sun's rays fell on its silver wings, making them glisten and glimmer. It was soon obvious that it was only George who could see the dragon. And he couldn't stand there ignoring the magnificent being flying overhead, not caring if he looked foolish to the people around him. George raised his arm and waved to the dragon. The dragon noticed him and flew closer. It gazed upon George with purple eyes full of kindness. George felt himself smiling at the dragon. The dragon returned his smile. Then it flew over his head and soared away in the direction of the lake, which was at the foot of the rolling green hills. George's thoughts lingered on the dragon. Why was the dragon there? Why couldn't anyone else see it? Did the dragon want to talk to George? George was too curious to let the matter go. So he left the village and went in search of the silver-winged dragon.